This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Talking about Chapel of Chapel.
Yeah.
The man who in charge not just of Chapel of Chapel, but the whole area, who is it?
Stephen Stephanopoulos.
No, hold on.
Oh. The mayor. Sorry.
Get it right, James.
Disrespectful. I was going to say who is, but I guess you have to lead with, you know, if it was the king, you'd have to say King Stephanopoulos.
Yes. Yeah. Well, my real title is His Worship.
His Worship, yeah, exactly.
Oh, my God.
Well, so you've got to worship me.
Well, only Stephen Stephanopoulos.
Isn't it only when you wear the robes?
No, I'm always His Worship. Always, even at home. Well, my husband would say otherwise, I think.
I love that. His Worship.
And you've got to wear the you know, like the chain thing at formal ceremonies.
Yes, so we have robes. And yep. Last year I donated some chains because we didn't have any. So I had some commissioned and then I donated them myself to the City of Stonington.
Okay. So why did you want to get involved in this sort of world?
In politics, in local government?
Yeah.
Well, I'm interested in the strategic planning. I want us to know where we're going to go to in the long term and how we're going to get there. And I want us to get there fast. No procrastination, no pussyfooting around. Let's make a decision and move on and get there, whatever it may be, whether it's maternal child health services, aged care, road reconstruction, building new facilities, whatever it is, let's do it, make a decision and go for it.
And of course the area which you're the, did you actually say what he was mayor of?
The mayor of Stonington. I mean, why is it my responsibility? We all host the show. Yes. His Worship, the mayor of Stonington, Stephen Stephanopoulos.
Now, what area? Because a lot of people get a bit confused. What areas?
How could you get confused? I mean, we cover South Yarra, Paran, Windsor, Toorak, Armidale, Malvern East, and a bit of Glenaris.
Right,
which areas?
Very nice. And a lot of the arts happen within that.
A lot of arts happens in there. So as you said, we have Chapel of Chapel, our main arts venue just off Chapel Street. And at the moment, we're in the middle of our outdoor concerts. So late last year, we had two Christmas concerts, one at Central Park and the other one at Como Park. Como, it was a bit cold and wet, but Central Park was lots of fun. And at the moment, we're in the middle of our Sunset Sounds series. And we had a concert.
And these are really popular.
These are fantastic. So last weekend, we were at Victoria Gardens in Paran, and we had 5,000 people.
Whoa.
And I kid you not, I challenged them all to get up and boogie and dance, and they all did. There's a photograph on Instagram with 5,000 people on their off their tushes and dancing away.
Brilliant. And what was that night? What was the theme?
That was last Sunday afternoon.
Yep.
And we've got another concert actually this evening in a couple of hours' time at Central Park in Malvern East. So if you aren't doing anything at home, folks, and after this show, head down to Central Park at Malvern East.
Mm. Beautiful night for it.
Definitely.
Yeah, gorgeous night for it. So, are you a gay man? Do I get a tinge? You mentioned my husband earlier.
Oh, perfect. Yes, I am. The Australia's first and only same-sex married mayor.
Wow.
Oh.
I thought there would have been a few out there.
No, I'm the only one out there. So
okay.
I challenge someone else to correct me, but I don't think there is anyone else out there in the country.
Right, okay. And most mayors only have a one-year term.
Correct.
And then and then the councillors put themselves up and they vote somebody in. You're in your second term.
This is my second consecutive term, which is very rare and unusual in Melbourne. And
did you want it?
I did. I was keen to do it. But of course, if there was someone else who was more enthusiastic and more keen to do it and had the numbers, of course, they could have done it. But I managed to coerce a number of my fellow councillors to say, look, Steve's doing a good job. Let's put him back in again.
Yeah. And what is it about? It's pretty obvious because that sort of part of town, which I'm on the edge of, but I'm just outside. Sorry.
How dare you?
Yeah, how dare I? It is very much the arts part of town, isn't it?
It is, and we throw millions of dollars into the arts every single year. So we are an inner city council, so besides the City of Melbourne, we throw more money than anyone else does to the arts, whether it's visual performing arts, whether it's Chapel of Chapel, whether it's outdoor concerts and events, whether it's acquiring artwork for our public open spaces. We do that on a regular basis. So we've just commissioned a new artwork only late last year for the riverbank at South Yarra, just opposite Melbourne High School on Alexandra Avenue, a sound sculpture, which would be fantastic.
And of course you have the very successful Jazz Festival.
We do. That's really, really great. It was in the city of Melbourne, and then we decided to pinch it and took it into the city of Stonington, and we have what we think is Australia's only Australian-based jazz festival. We only have Australian artists performing.
And the wonderful Chelsea heads it up.
She's fantastic.
And she's amazing, isn't she?
Amazing, yeah. Yep. She can curate that to, you know, it's an amazing event, definitely. Yep.
Okay, and what are some of the other outdoor events you've got coming out? Because you've got the opera.
So we've got opera, and we're doing La Boheme for the opera, and last year we did opera. We did Madame Butterfly, and we did that in the round. And again, we had about 5,000 people at Victoria Gardens. We then have a Broadway, which is out at Ardrey Park, and Rob Mills, you know, the cute Rob Mills, Millsy, that we know of, Millsy, he's going to be hosting that, which is fantastic. And then we're finishing off with Symphony, with the Stonington Symphony Orchestra at the Malvern Gardens in February. So there are three more outdoor concerts to do. And then, of course, we go into jazz. So and jazz is indoors.
Yep.
But there's constantly things happening right up until about March in the city of Stonington.
Chapel of Chapel. It's a bit of a crown, in the jewel in your crown.
Definitely.
And you're like... Just so much wonderful stuff.
Constantly lots of stuff happening, and we've got lots of supporting acts that we're doing for Midsummer. There's a couple of hashtag VAL.
Let's talk about, before we talk about the boring people who are performing, let's talk about Chapel of Chapel. Why is it such an important hub for your area?
The good thing is that it's an incubator for new and emerging artists, as well as large, big scale Australian performers to come in. But we nourish new and young performing artists to come in and do their arts and go from there. And sometimes they go out to the Victorian Arts Centre afterwards because they're so successful, or tour interstate. So we've had a number of bands who've started up at Chapel of Chapel and then have toured around the country and overseas, which is spectacular.
And the other side of it is that your staff that run it are brilliant.
Oh, yeah. Second to none. Our staff are absolutely amazing, really keen to engage artists and get them in on board. Mm. They'll help them with their marketing promotion, their backstage requirements, the whole lot. They're really, really good.
And that's so important, because nothing'd be worse than if you're a young artist or even somebody that's been around the traps, but like John, who's going out doing his own show. You know, he's a musical theatre person who's, you know, like part of a big show, but is bringing his own show together. How important is it for you, John, to actually have the support of the staff of Chapel of Chapel that you've had?
It's paramount, and I've said this over the promotion for hashtag Val over the last couple of weeks. I have a long-standing relationship with Chapel of Chapel, and at the moment it's being run by Kate Crowley and Ibrahim Mustafa, and they're wonderful people. And like you say, they are. They share their knowledge of the infrastructure that it takes to kind of get these smaller scale shows on. But and the wonderful thing about Chapel of Chapel is that it's such a hub for the community, for the arts community to go to. When I first moved to Melbourne 15, 16 years ago, I used to go there on a Friday night just and have a drink at the bar. And, you know, you meet people and those people become your networks, you know. So I think that it's such an important venue, and there's nothing quite like it in Melbourne other than that. And anyone that is doing, as you say, they're such high caliber performers that do bigger scale things, but then they come back to Chapel of Chapel because you're treated like you are in the bigger venues, you know. And what you guys, your sound techs, your stage techs, they're all amazing. And I had a meeting there last week, and you know, you just know that they're like, yep, it'll be fine, yep, it'll be fine, and it'll get done, and it'll look and sound wonderful, and you can just concentrate on performing.
How many theatres?
Two.
There's two.
Yep.
And what I like about it is, one's fairly small.
Yes.
But still, you know, like quite large, and then the big main the old chapel.
Correct.
But you're there, and as John was saying, that it's a fun place to be for a drink, because one show will go in and then the next one, and the crowd's arriving for the next show, and you often bump into somebody you know, and you go, oh, you're going to that show? Oh no, I'm going to that one, or I've just come out of that one. It's the way the layout is really clever, isn't it?
It is. It's fantastic. The intimacy of the venues and how they work together is really, really good. So you can have two shows you know, operating and on show at the same time, yet when they come out, it's just this mesh of people and everyone starts chatting, like you said, which is fantastic. And we're about to add another new venue to that too, which is the Paran Town Hall. We're about to spend $30 million on that, and that will be another larger venue for about 600 to 700 people.
And it will be under the...
Chapel of Chapels operations.
Brilliant. Okay. Neil and myself were there about a year or so ago. And what I love is that there's... art. There will be an exhibition within the foyer, which is always a nice touch, isn't it?
And we do Rula Bula, which is our children's festival later in the year, and we do that there, and that's our hub. And the kids do art activities and performances and visual arts material there too, which is great. And we bring about 400 to 500 kids there, many of whom come from the housing estates around in South Yarra and Paran, which is great, supporting those young kids as well.
Yep. Now, let's just go back to the Paran Town Hall.
Yes.
What a great idea, because, you know, like a bigger venue.
Exactly. And later this year, we're about to open our new public square, 10,000 square metres just behind Chapel Street, where that Ashfelt car park used to be behind Coles. It's now being transformed.
Of course. Yep. They're transforming
now.
It's
called Cato Square.
Yeah.
And that's $40 million. That's our new public open space. When that opens, the library in the town hall will relocate there temporarily. Ah. And then we'll start refurbishing the whole town hall for about $40 million.
Wow. Wow, that's major.
Yep, works.
Yeah.
Major works. So $60 million at Cato Square, $40 million Paran Town Hall. We've just spent $2.5 million at Toorak South Yarra Library. We've purchased some open space in Windsor and South Yarra. I mean, we're throwing about $150 million into that Chapel Street precinct.
Yeah. Now, talking about a library, we all thought there would be the death of the library. It's taken on a whole new meaning, hasn't it, a library?
It is, and people go there sometimes to operate their small businesses. So rather than sit at home and operate their business from home, they will go and sit in a library all day, use free Wi-Fi and free access there, which is fantastic, and why wouldn't you? But then, of course, it's story time with kids and kids getting involved, and we do Lego construction and, you know, operating businesses and how people can read and book clubs and the like. So it's not just going there borrowing a book. There's a hell of a lot more that happens, and we're going to have a little cafe in there too, so people can actually have a drink and have a coffee and read a book and magazine and meet friends.
That's a good idea. And do you have a mobile library?
We do have a home service, yes. Yep. So you can ring up and book and request a book and it will get delivered to your home.
Okay, because that's important for a lot of people that, you know, like are homebound these days.
Definitely, especially the elderly or those who are disabled who just can't get out. You can just as much borrow a book or magazine or CD and it will get delivered to you.
Right, so you just go online.
Go online, yep, and join up, and then you can just request it.
Yeah, and it can be a little bit hard sometimes for people to, you know, if they're elderly, that they might not be able to go online. So if they rang and said, oh, look, there is a book that I'm interested in, do you have it? Or could you recommend something like
Certainly.
Libraries.
Yep. They can call up our library staff and they can do that over the phone for sure.
Yeah. Good. Well, I just think it's amazing what you're doing.
Thank you.
And you're like, and it sounds as if you've got so much more on the hop.
Oh, we're very busy this year. Lots of things happening. So Cato Square, Paran Town Hall, lots of open space opening and, yeah, great new facilities too. And the arts, of course, lots of events happening in the next couple of weeks. So get out there in the city of Stonington and join us.
And we've just had a message come in from someone. We're going to finish off with this question. It says, great show. When will our mayor from South Yarra, the Peter from South Yarra, says, when will our mayor enter state politics?
Oh.
Soon, I hope. So there's the question.
I'll take the question on notice.
Okay.
That was a nice
Steve,
answer.
Thank you so much for coming in.
Pleasure.
And come back again, you know, like, because there's so much that you're doing that we need to hear about.
Invite me and I'll be back here anytime you like. Thank you, gentlemen.
You're listening to Sunday Arts Magazine on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.